This one you're supposed to have me. So I was like, because I'm searching for something. You're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to be super long-winded right now.
Oh, all right, I can. Okay,
I'll Carter came in and had some very provocative.
Yeah, it's not as provocative as what I was thinking about, but it's up there. No, like, okay.
Talk to me.
These contracts, any contract that's given, like this is, like you actually said something that I'll go with you.
Okay.
Here's my point, is that we have to judge general managers and player personnel guys for the moves that they make, obviously. And if you acquire a guy who's got 5 years on a deal and he doesn't have a good first year, it doesn't mean the deal was bad, but it means that the deal's not good at this point.
Okay.
So when I look at the six guys that I brought up, and I brought up Devers, Adamas, and Chapman, three posy guys, and I brought up Williams, McCaffrey, and Ayuk, three 49er guys. And I would just say that maybe you had to do this. Yeah, they had to sign Trent Williams. They had to come to terms with Ayuk. Like most GMs would have done that. All right, I'm with you on all that. But it doesn't change the bottom line that in the first year, at least for the Niners, last year was a disaster in the wake of those extensions.
Okay.
All right. So now you brought up Trent Williams. Steiny, what if Trent Williams has a great year, all pro year, but Purdy stinks, or Purdy doesn't have a good year?
Okay.
Well, then at that point, it gets worse for Kyle and John Lynch, because now you say, wow, they signed Purdy to this big money, and he's now had a bad year. Like, that's the only thing we can gauge about whether a move's a good move. For example, Steph Curry could get an extension this summer.
Okay.
For like $66 million at the end of his two-year deal. Now, well, if he asks for it, you got to give it to him, right?
I think that's the case.
Right? That's what we're all kind of igniting. You got to give it to him. Okay. All I'm saying is, sure, you have to give it to him, but just know that it's not gonna end well.
Okay.
Like, just if you're gonna do that, then just acknowledge that 2 years from now, when Steph's 39 or 40 and he's making more than anybody else in the league, but he's not the best player in the league, like, you will suffer the consequences for that.
I understand.
And to me, that's all we have to go on. Like, if it's working out or not.
Okay. And I'm with you. And my whole thing was just being Monday morning quarterback, all those three extensions, I understood. And you are right. You read the scoreboard. And right now, Steiny, you take the last season out the microwave, and you're right. Guys had some off years. McCaffrey was out, and Ayuk didn't even finish the season. But the bottom line is, I just feel like you're omitting the energy and the not tidbits, but the proof that you had of giving those three guys the money while your window was wide open. It blew up in their face. And I'm not exonerating anybody from any responsibility, but Steiny, I don't know if you know how hard it is to find a dominant left tackle, and Trent is still that version of himself. Maybe not when he was 25, but damn, he still is a top left tackle. So I'm giving him the BOD to bounce back. That's all.
Here's the way I'm looking at it. And we can say that we don't remember anybody saying this.
Okay.
I didn't say it, but if you take the chronology of last offseason, the first guy who got taken care of course, is Christian McCaffrey. And when he came to terms with that contract,
in the middle of the night,
yeah, absolutely positively heard some people worried about his age for a running back. All right.
I'm with you.
Okay. Trent Williams had a subpar second half of the season, or not up to his standards.
And some personal drama we now know.
Sure.
Okay.
But, and I hate to be, that's irrelevant, unfortunately, because this is pro sports. But you're right. Yeah. If you're giving him a better chance to bounce back, I'll meet you there. But so Brandon Ayuk, we went through the whole, like, I don't think we can say, well, every GM would have done that, because it went the entire offseason.
I get that one.
And
he got hurt.
The decision that, but he wasn't very good when he got hurt. And then the last one is Trent Williams, who held out, and he's 37 or 38, and he doesn't have training camp. And we smile and wink and nod that he's 36, he doesn't really need it. Yeah. And he gets hurt middle of the season out.
Right.
So can they all bounce back? Sure. But as of right now, didn't work.
You
thought you were in a championship window, and you actually weren't.
Well, I'll tell you what, for me, because I told you this is what, and Niner fans are going to be mad at me, I'm just keeping it real, from afar, this is what makes this season so exciting, because I don't have the necessary energy or overzealousness of saying how good this Niner team is, because some of the question marks stem around these three dudes. One, do we see Ayuk? Two, is Jennings ready to be the number one? Is Pierce all ready? Is Saleh going to be able to make a miracle with the defense? Are these youngsters going to be ready? And Trent Williams and McCaffrey. So, Steiny, it feels like you're saying right now you're not ready to say if this Niner team is a playoff team.
I'm not.
Because I don't know.
I mean, that's the goal.
My thing is, everybody you just mentioned, they have to bounce back for this team to even qualify for the offs, let alone be a Super Bowl contender.
Well, and I would say not only do they have to bounce back, but then you better have had a great draft class.
Because there's no doubt.
They can, well,
yeah.
And that's why I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender anymore.
All right.
Because you're relying on, first of all, who knows about Ayuk?
No, I'm that.
Secondly,
that worries me, man.
With all due respect, who knows about McCaffrey? So, and then you're going to have, 6'8" first year starters on defense.
I got you.
I mean, there's a real good. It's not outside the realm of possibility that the veterans might hold this team back a little bit. If you're the San Francisco 49ers.
And as much as we're having a conversation about a lot of things, Donnie, I'm just telling you, in sports, your window's open for so long, and the Niners have had ample opportunities to get a Super Bowl ring. And one ring, once you get a ring, you don't just, call the dogs off. You try to maximize it. But unfortunately, not knowing the overtime rules, whatever you want to label on the Niners blowing that last game in Las Vegas, that hurts. That Super Bowl. Then 2019, I feel like they blew that one up 10. Neither here nor there. There's attrition in that. And now this may be the version of the Niners to where you have to hit a soft reset and you get these youngsters, these puppies up and running on the defensive side of the ball. But my goodness, if you're right and, Niner fans don't want to hear this, somehow McCaffrey can't finish 17, Trent's getting older every day, then you really got some major reconstruction to do.
888-957-9570 is the number. How good's this Niner team? Carter came in and said, Steiny, you think the Purdy contract keeps the 49ers in a Super Bowl window or means they're not in a Super Bowl window anymore? It's a tough question. I
He phrased that totally wrong.
But Carter, go ahead. Tell me how it's
the start of a Super Bowl window or the end of one?
I'm ready to say it. I think it's the start of a new one. I think it's the start. And now you could be like, well, Google, you're proving my point, but I think it's the start of something new, man.
It's neither. Is that okay?
Break that
down,
though.
Why do you do that?
Yeah,
I'll tell you why. Give me the question again.
Is it the start of a Super Bowl window or the end of one?
Okay, I don't know if it's the start. And the reason I don't know if it's the start is because they're going to play 6 to 8 players on defense that are making their first start in the NFL. there's a chance that we might find out that even though we love Mykal Williams and all those guys, they might not be good.
Or Juwan Jennings is not as great as he was as a third, fourth receiver as he is as a one. I'm just wondering how this Niner, and you're right, we keep talking about the defense. Carter, Steiny, I just want to know, our opposing defense is going to fear this Niner offense that comes out the gate and starts in the afternoon come week one in Seattle, because it has the ingredients of load the box, stop Kittle, gang tackle McCaffrey, and see if Brock Purdy can do more than he's ever been asked to do. So we'll see. Pearsall, you know?
Yeah, I think
there's some heavy questions.
Right, and that's – and anytime I go into a season and I'm looking at a team and it feels like they have a lot of questions, like, they're not all going to be answered in the affirmative. You know, like, Mykal Williams isn't going to be – you know, great, and five rookies are going to be great, and McCaffrey's going to be three. Like, there's too much. There's a lot that needs to go right for the Niners to have a successful year this year. And, you know, let's start thinking about what happens to Shanahan and Lynch if they do or if they don't.
Well, we saw the Warriors again with, and I'll call McCaffrey, Curry, and Warner and Bosa, Draymond, or what have you. But we saw 2022. We talked about it the other day. And I know everything had to align, but it did. And that was a season that nobody saw coming in regard to them hoisting up the O'Brien trophy. And they did. So who's to say the Niners can't do something like that if every box got checked?
Well, what I would say is that the Warriors won a title in 2022. And for some reason in 2025, 2026, they still think they're a super, they still think they're a title contender. I think that's a long shot. Mm. And to compare the 49ers to the Warriors, they got to the big game in what, 2021? When they 20,
yeah, not 2019. No,
19 was the first one, but.
And then they went back. You know, lost to the Rams and lost to the Eagles in the NFC Championship game.
And
so they had a bunch of success in long seasons.
And I don't think this team's as good as those two teams
and
in the last two, 3 years ago.
What happened to all the people picking up the phone, 888-957-9570, telling me, and I'm asking you, Steiny, how much does this mean or how much water does it hold now? Oh, the Niners had a short season last year. They'll be fresh. But half those guys are gone. Then we're going to benefit from a short season. Now you got guys coming in their first season being depended on.
Right.
It's a lot.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
And then I got to say this, people are going to get mad. Now you look at the Eagles. They did kind of something similar and had two rookies in the top 100. Like, that's incredible. Carter, I'm for real. So it can happen is what I'm saying. We'll see. And you are right. That got me. I broke out in goosebumps. You guys don't know. When you said, let's just say this season doesn't go accordingly, what's the brush back on Kyle and John?
Did you like the Draymond Green contract?
I didn't like it, Steiny.
Okay, you didn't like it.
I did not like it. But I'm not mad at how or what he did to go get it.
Well, I'm not mad. I never get mad at a player.
It feels like a lot of people are laughing and scoffing at that.
No, okay. You know? Who signed Jung-Hoo Lee?
Farhan.
Okay. Is that a good deal?
I don't think so.
Okay, so now you're paying
and
a guy.
I hadn't even heard of him before he got to the majors. That's what I didn't like. I heard about Ichiro and Yakumo, all these guys, but I didn't hear anything about Jung-Hoo Lee. But you asked me a question, I gave an answer. Right now, I'm kind of, you know, I'm a little disappointed.
Right, and my only point is that if you pay guys for what they've done in the past and they're not the players they were in the past, you can't
it's
win.
Over. Yeah.
Like, you can't win.
But don't you call that the end of a dynasty? Depending on that. Now, if you're Bill Walsh, rest in peace, he would get rid of your ass before you slipped. If he just, that's how he felt, Steiny.
Would the Warriors be in a worse spot right now if they didn't re-sign Draymond Green?
I don't believe so.
I don't either.
I believe it's hampered them.
Okay. So
I really do.
Well, and he was a guy who you rewarded for
what you did.
Past performance. Yeah. Like, you got to be, I'm just saying it's,
Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately?
You got to be really careful when you do that. So, and the other thing I was thinking was, okay, like Rafael Dent, like here's the other thing. Like what, let's, and I know we're jumping around sports here, but what Posey did, like it's, again, we got a long way to go.
Yeah, we do.
But what I'm starting to think now is, did I think it at the time? Well, probably not. Not really. But if you look at the ages of Chapman, Devers, and Adamas, well, they might all be on the downside.
Yeah, but they're going for it.
Well, but that's the point. In year one, they haven't contributed. They haven't done it. They got like, that's what I'd be worried about if I'm a Giants fan. That they just signed three guys,
but
who are here like for 5 or 6 years, and in year one they're underperforming.
But you're gonna laugh. I gotta intervene.
Let me guess, another bounce back year.
No, not at all. There were a couple things going on with this Giant team, and according to who you talk to and ask, it could still technically be going on. But the Giants needed They needed somebody to say yes. And Adamas said yes. So that's already a start. And I would never say, and I'm going to say it, the most important things are the wins and losses. But where the Giants were in a division that's full of just littered with studs, they pulled off a trade and got a bopper here. Okay? So forget the actual pluses and gains on the field. They got Adamas. They re-signed Chapman. You win got Jung-Hoo Lee and what you thought he was going to be, and now you got Devers. So, Steiny, I feel like that's progress on a different set of standards right there that, okay, your ballpark's not dragging you down. Now you just got to have the guys that you went and spent big money on perform. And hopefully that's the next 49 or 48 games, however many they got left. And then you go back next year, but you come back with – I'm going to say it, Steiny, with some star power. So I think that's progress that Farhan, that the last regime couldn't even do.
Well,
you know
the
what
last
I mean?
Regime, okay, it's better not to do it than to do it and sign a guy who,
So you're saying like the performance right now.
I'm saying.
There's nothing Devers can do. Even if he's just, let's just say he's the same, Steiny. I'm coming in the next spring for the Giants with Adamas, a year under the books, whatnot. I'm feeling better about this Giant team and their chances. And this is before we find out if they make any additions to the rotation.
Okay, I got to be
honest. I just have to. Buster got that from me.
See, I got to be honest with you. That's the one thing, and I'd love to know what Giants fans think. I know we thought this team was better than it was.
I still do.
Okay, I don't. I don't.
Even before the deadline?
I don't.
Losing?
No. Ever since they got Devers, we have seen, and forget Devers, he's Devers. Whether it's when Devers got here, or it was happening before, or even if there's no correlation, to me it doesn't matter. What matters is that now I've watched the Giants for 3-4 months, and I don't know about you, like, I don't think they'll be better next year. Like, why would they? Okay.
Let's take
free agent signings off the board.
What if they get a new skipper?
They're
going to
do that.
In my world, I believe a new skipper could get, a new messenger could get this team to play better than they're playing. And you could say that's unfair. That's fine. But I feel like you don't even have to go outside. If you get a different voice in here, you get different performances from a lot of players.
Okay, so
not just the star ones either. I believe that.
Okay, so then you're going to come into next season just assuming Devers, Adamas, and Chapman are all going to be better than they have been this past year.
I have no problem thinking that.
Okay.
I think Buster's.
I'm not being a jerk, but you better think that because they're here for 5 more years.
Okay.
But they have, what they've shown to me is they have holes.
Yeah, they're choking though too, Steiny.
What do you mean?
Like last night, you got guys, and I'm putting all of them in the same bucket. Forget your average and your pay grade. I've seen every Giant player succumb to pressure.
Well, then they're not good.
With the,
Like, then they're not good.
Well,
like,
see, we know they're good.
No, we don't. Yeah. Why would you say we know the Giants are good? Why would you say that?
I'm just talking about on an individual basis. They got enough star power to play better and perform better than they're performing. That's what I believe, Stani.
Well,
and somebody's going to say, "Goo, it's weak sauce," because it sounds like you're blaming Melvin. But I'm not blaming Melvin when Chapman comes up, and I'm just bringing him up because it's happened. Strikes out with the bases loaded. Adames strikes out, and now it's baseball. It happens, but it's happening to this team more often than not. And I know Bo Mel, even though I'm trying to come for him at times, is saying, "Can somebody pick me up? Can we get one hit?" I.e., the first inning against the Pirates, the pitcher was begging to go to the showers. In the first, you get two runs,
so they're choking.
But I do feel like they are choking, Stani.
I
really do, man. Rodriguez choked last night. What was that? That was a choke.
Okay.
And if you watch Friday when he got his first, he was choking then. But we just always nerves.
How old is he, Rodriguez?
I don't know.
So he's in the middle of the season. They're handing him the closer role. Like, I hope you don't. I hope you don't assume that Randy Rodriguez is going to finish the season 22 for 22 and save situations. Like,
no, I'm not holding him to that standard. That's not fair.
Well, then
he's 25,
Stani. Then acknowledge that you're going to pay the price for having Rodriguez close. Like,
ignore the talent.
Don't just get to be Dennis Eckersley in year one.
All right, but Stani,
like, it's his first year.
Yeah, part of one of the best bullpens in baseball?
But he wasn't closing.
Okay, no, but was he a part?
Yes.
And the reason I wanted the yes out of you is he has the stuff. Now it's about, can he handle the high leverage situations?
And right, you know so what? That's there's not an answer choking that might be last no. night.
Well, to
that's
me,
a
it
guy
is.
Who has not been in that situation.
You get three outs, and then you're hitting batters. You had the yips.
Well, then why would you think he's a closer anyway? If
because he has the yips. He's electric. And it was just one time. He got it in Friday.
Okay, well, Birdsong had the yips too. Like,
well, still
he's
does.
A young player. Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
But I'm not going to feel bad. Again, this is not feeling bad, but if the team puts you in that position, they're telling you that they think you can do it.
I disagree. They're not necessarily saying you can do it. They're saying we'll give you a shot at it. That's, you know. And
he's one for two.
Well, that's not going to get it done. Mm-hmm. All right. 888-9. I see people online. I'll get to you on the other side. But I do wonder why we would assume that the Giants are going to be better next year.
Oh, man, Stani.
Like, you think it's a no-brainer they'll be better.
It's not I know I can be wrong.
Of course. But like, I'm not saying you're.
I'm just saying with these acquisitions, I feel better about this year, whatever ends up happening this season, as I did about the Giants without Adames and Devers last season.
Well, you give me this at least. Okay, so they got these three guys.
All right.
I'm excited too. But now I've watched them play for a year. And guess what?
And I'm not running from that.
Guess what? I don't think they'll all just be better next year.
But do you got to get? I know we're up against.
Also got to get into this.
What?
This joke of a stat, you know, hitting with runners in scoring position. Give me a break. I'll tell you what I mean on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Let's get nuts.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Now, back to Stani and Guru on 95.7
The baby.
Game.
Shut up, Steve.
I'm feeling good, Stani.
Why?
I got my own complaint.
I gotta give somebody on this show some credit, man. It's not you, Stani. So Sunday night, I was winding down, thinking about Monday coming here. And my TV DVR, Evan, as we shared, is loaded. And I'll never forget a couple years ago, you said, you know, Goo, you need to pick something up, another habit. You watch too many games over and over. And for the first time, my eyes said, dude, talking to myself, do something different. And Evan, I thought of you because you said you like to read. I picked up a book, The Richest Man in Babylon. I've read it before, but I started it again. It was a good book. Turned the TV off and sat in the lab and read for a good 40, 45 minutes. And it felt like sex. And there was no Twitter. I was reading. And Evan, it was an eyegasm. Like, thank you, E. I'm back reading, Stani. Like, sir, turn off the TV. It ain't just about sports 24/7. I was reading again. I felt good.
You got to please your mentals.
Dude, it was quiet.
It doesn't count.
What?
What's it? You've read the book before. That doesn't count.
No, count the bucket.
Evan, thank you, man. Like, Evan, I'm back over. Like, it felt good. Anyways, Donnie, I had to share that, man. I'm on a high, man. Right. Just put the phone down.
Yeah, next time you'll do that, it'll be what, 2027?
If I'm here, yeah. Thanks, E.
Of course, Q. If you need any recommendations, I got you.
I love that.
I'd love Evan to weigh in on this, too.
Well, yeah.
Wait, what?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Give it to him.
You know what? You know what I think's a joke? Not just when Guru does it, but, oh boy, the Giants, they can't get the big hit. We're runners in scoring position. They just can't come through.
It's a fact.
When your number two hitter is hitting 220 and your number three hitter is hitting 230 and your number four hitter is hitting 230, you're not going to have as many clutch hits as a team where the number two hitter hits 270 and the number three hitter hits 260 and the number four hitter hits 275. When the middle of your lineup is hitting 229 among them, you're probably going to have a problem driving in runners from scoring position. It's the sign of a bad hitting team. That's the way I feel.
You threw it to Evan. I want to see his thoughts on that. And you kind of lied.
You want to wait to hear what Evan says before you pick a side?
No, you threw it to him. You say, I can't wait to, you know what Goo thinks.
I don't know if he was listening.
I like to pass.
No, he asked me my thoughts going into next season. If the Giants just kept this up, missed the playoffs. I said, the fact that they got a couple people to say yes to him. You got Devers, you got Adamas Chapman. I feel like they could add an arm. Real quick, Evan. I feel better about the Giants going into this offseason than I have years past.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean,
he went wild. Missed him.
No. I just
like
said,
a wild boar.
I just said to Goo, I said, why would you think next? I get it. They're gonna.
Why would it be different?
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Exactly. And I, you know, and they if they sign a big boy free agent, but what I'm saying is like, here's the way. Guru thinks this team's
better than it's playing. Right. I'll die on that here.
I would agree with that.
Okay, and the way I feel is that it didn't have anything to do with Devers, but when Devers got here and the way they've played since then, it's hit me that they've got more holes than we thought they did at the beginning of the year. And so when I look at this team, like Roop and Birdsong, like Roop's had a great year. For a rookie,
yeah.
Like Birdsong struggled, but like when you have guys like Ramos, he's not a great fielder. We're gonna have to kind of live with that or see what he can evolve into.
But why, Stoney? Because he's okay, more than okay with the bat.
But Guru, there's more than one aspect to a game.
Oh, I'm not saying there's not.
Like he's not a good fielder.
But I think 29 other teams would take him. That's what I'm getting at, Stoney. Okay,
would he lead off for 29 teams?
I can't say if he would or not.
I would say no. Like, and that, like, that's, you know, that's, like, Ramos, Schmidt, Jung-Hoo Lee, Bailey, Roop, Birdsong. You feel good about those guys going into next year?
Roop, I do.
Ramos, Schmidt, Jung-Hoo Lee, Bailey, Roop, Birdsong, and I'll throw your guy Matos in there.
Hey, well, he's day optioned him. Remember I said he was going to get the majority of the right field things. He was on the first thing smoking back to sack. But I'm going to say this. Schmidt has shocked me. And Stoney, I could see him being your everyday second baseman. He's got some power. His average is improved. I just think his game is improved. So I just had him as – I thought he was done. I thought, okay, he's just playing it out. But pleasantly, I like watching him play ball. I think Ramos can be fixed in the field to kind of limit the – I know it was the sun was in his eyes yesterday, and there was a double that should have been a single. But, man, Stoney, I do see some life with him at the stick. So, I don't know what to think of Birdsong. I don't. I took that L the other day when I misspoke about, you know, him coming back at all. But if they're out of contention, you can't see that. But man, Steiny, I don't think Buster's done trying to enhance this team.
Of course not. Of course not. He better not be.
And Eldridge, we hadn't even talked about that, but I do wonder, okay, is this Devers at first base experiment going to end bad for Devers if somehow Eldridge is on the fast three smoking this year or next year? What does that do? What does that do for him then? You know, Devers then?
That's a good problem to have.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if Eldridge is the real deal.
Then you have DH.
Like, they need more players.
Yeah.
The Giants, I think, need more players. Let's go to Scott and Hayward. What's going on, Scott? How you doing?
Hey, doing good, guys. Steiny, I say this with love. You are like the cantankerous uncle I always wanted. So I got a little bone to pick with you, because when you start off with, let's, you know, talk about next year, but we can't talk about free agents. Come on, that's like talking about running a marathon, but you got to chop off one of my ankles. So, you know, free agency is part of it. And the fact that this year going into next year, the Giants finally have a little core of hitters to build around, I think is significant. Also, with your runners in scoring position argument, I think you're a little disingenuous in that, yes, the Devers, the Chapman, and Adamas trifecta is not hitting great, but you have absolute zeros at the bottom of your lineup with your 7, 8, 9 hitters, and your leadoff stick is terrible. So if you had a good leadoff stick and maybe a number two hitter that could soften up a pitcher a little bit, take some more pitches, make them work a little harder, maybe draw a walk, like we haven't seen that ever, then now maybe your 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters are going to see better pitches to hit. There's going to be a little more pressure, pitchers pitching out of the stretch, throwing more pitches, getting worn down. Those are the things that make good baseball. And then back to your earlier conversation, I think that, you know, if you think back to Sabian and the reward for past performance contracts that used to get handed out, like the notorious Aubrey Huff payment, those never work out. I think you guys are spot on with that. At least you are Steiny. Guru's a little into the reward you for past performance. I always think of Aubrey Huff whenever I hear that. But, you know, otherwise, good talk. I do think that the Giants will be a little better heading into next year. They've got that core. I think with that core, you can attract more hitters. And I think now that the middle of the order is taken care of, it's a little easier to fill in the gaps at the top and the bottom of the order.
Well, let me ask you this, Scott, I want you to take stock of the entire Giants season with the 12-4 start, 41-29, stubbed their toe, yep, and now they are like they are where they are. I feel like now, after watching the team 110 games, it's been a little sobering. Like, wow, they have more holes than I thought. Do you feel that way, or do you feel like, you know what, we have guys that underachieved that on balance are going to be better next year?
I actually think it's a little of both. You've got Devers who move stadiums. That always tends to shake up hitters' confidence, and the Lord knows, going from, you know, smacking doubles off the Green Monster to putting long outs at the 404 spot in Oracle Park is a dramatic shift for a hitter. He's only been there, you know, not the whole season, half a season. I think Adamas really came around good. If he had started out as strong as he's finishing up, you know, he might be a lot better now, you know, this time next year, if he doesn't start out in a massive slump. And Chappie, you know, he is what he is. I think he's a solid stick who's underperforming. I think Guru's onto it. You know, the other day you guys were talking about the pitching coach, and I could not agree more. I hate their approach to the plate. I'd like to see them take a couple pitches. Yeah. I hate seeing, you know, the free swinging. So, you know, I think they're a little less than what we want them to be, but they're a little better than they've been playing. And I think coaching has something to do with that. And I think some of the slow starts from some of the players have to do with that.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call.
Hey, man, when you say they got some holes, I'm with you. But I just think they got some structure now. They got some legitimacy to them in regard to name recognition. They're not done adding, and we'll see if Ramos can be fixed with his routes and his base running, just decision-making as a whole. But, Steiny, I could take this L, but I'm telling you, you could say, Goo, what are you talking about? If it wasn't a player acquisition, man, I just believe a different voice could do some different things. That's just how I look at managers and coaches just across the board. Like, let me ask you this about that. If you gave Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, and Don Nelson the same team would all three do the same thing with them?
Depends what kind of team.
See,
I mean, honestly.
I guess why do we – that's taken away from the greatness of the coach. Well, why do you need to know?
Well, Phil Jackson couldn't coach a team that's rebuilding. He has no interest in that, and he doesn't want to do it. Nelly never wants to be – never wanted to have the best team. Never wanted to have the best team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm finding is
– and you got to pay off a tease, too, because you got me wondering. Nacho just asked it. We went to break – I think the most important stat in all of baseball to me, you can get 13 hits on the day. I don't give a damn. How many did you get with runners in scoring position?
That tends to probably line up with the overall average of the team. That's what I believe. I believe if I would be willing to bet that if a team's got team batting average of 265 and another team's got a team batting average of 240, I'm going to bet that their runners in scoring position batting average is better for the 265 team.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, show me that.
Can we?
That's a big stat, Stine.
Can we just put a rat on the table?
Brought to you by Echo Pest Control.
Can we just put a rat on the table? Fans just don't do well with uncertainty. They just don't.
Well, how's Deb Nation this offseason? I think we're doing damn good.
No, you're not. You guys are a mess.
Please stop.
Right now, the Bay Area sports fans are a mess. And it's because they don't know what to make of their teams now.
Wow.
It's finally starting to hit some Warrior fans that they're not just entitled to get to the Western Conference Finals. What kind of year are the Warriors going to have next year? Who knows?
This year was stunted.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Now, this is one where you're wondering, I don't know. Like, it could be – I could see both.
What's both? What's the high end? What's the low end?
The end of an era. Your older guys are really long in the tooth or they're hurt. They're going to miss more time than not. And your quarterback hit the scene with the Jackson 5 behind him, the Jackson 4, but now you got different guys back there and the drummer's a bit off. Your backup singers are a bit off. So now he looks different. The song sounds different. And that just means it's the end of the old era that John and Kyle built where they couldn't, the bank was closed when they were there to cash that chip. That's what hurts. The Warriors, that was a phenomenal season from the standpoint of where it looked like it was going down the drain. You get Jimmy buckets and then Curry, the transmission goes out. But now, here we go. You took it to the shop. If that transmission holds up, oh my gosh, what do we got? One more run in us? Like, I don't think that's too far-fetched.
I think it's fetched. I think it's pretty fetched. That's just me. I think the Warriors could be a fifth seed or not make the playoffs.
I think that's their window. I mean, I can't
look at this team with their players and just assume it's a playoff team. I can't. Look at the 49. The goal is going to be the playoffs for sure. But I don't know. Like, I just think we have a tendency to gloss over some things. And one of them is the 49ers defense this year.
It's scary.
Winning the division would be an incredible feat.
Stiney, the Rams got one of the best D-lines in the game. They should have beat the Eagles. That's neither here nor there. They got Stafford. They got Devontae Adams.
Then why would it be a disappointment if they don't make the playoffs with the Rams are better?
Well, that's one avenue. Stiney, you could still get the last seven teams go. There's six more spots. So forget the division for now. Can you qualify to get to the dance? The Warriors did, and somebody stole their shoes. Curry getting hurt?
Okay. All right. But what I'm saying is,
Austin and San Jose, you got to love them. Shoulda means nothing.
I agree.
But you don't know the should have until you see it. Nobody knew Curry was going to get hurt. But I do stand up. I do stand on those.
And Jimmy Butler too.
How many minutes did Curry play back to back game 6 and 7 against Houston? I gotta believe 80, 85, more than that. The point is, what if you could have had Kuminga out there before then, close the series out, and that hammy's not barking woof, 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 like it was? That's all.
I hate the way you talk about sports. I just can't stand it.
And I, vice versa. Still,
you know what, though? You're right, though. If Kuminga were Karl Malone, this thing would look different. It would. No, Goo, you're right.
How did you get that from
it
that?
It would.
Karl Malone. I loved him.
Let's go to Chris in Sonoma. Hey, Chris.
Fellas, how are you?
Oh, hey, dynamite.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I know you swung over to the Warriors, but I wanted to go back to Bryce Eldridge. Would you guys agree that Bryce Eldridge is coming?
No doubt. I do. I believe so.
You mean this year?
Okay.
Hold on.
No, not this year.
In the future.
We're talking about, okay. You guys are talking about next year.
Sure. Yep.
So I want to make an assumption that Eldridge is going to be with the Giants at the start of next season.
Okay.
Who gets moved? Okay. Who gets moved?
I mean, you got a bunch of options, right?
I would assume Flores isn't going to be here, and Dominic Smith will be no factor.
Okay, that still doesn't rectify Eldridge, Devers, first base. So I've got a solution, but I'm wondering what you guys are thinking.
Well, you got the DH to stash one of them there if you wanted to do that.
You do. Do you want to improve the hitting on this team?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. So let's dial back. I just want to throw this out there for convo. Bold move. Trade Matt Chapman. Oh, my God. Wait, you can't do that. He's the best third baseman in baseball. Not this year.
And I'm not saying that.
What could you fetch for Chapman? And can you get Devers back to his original position and make him serviceable there? Everybody said he was the worst fielder in the American League. But this year, as I understand it, Chapman's made the third most errors as a third baseman, for whatever that's worth. So right. I'm thinking back to Sabian taking over, traded Matt Williams, got a package including Jeff Kent. Things went really well after that. If it's time for a bold move, where is your bold move?
I love that.
Yeah.
And I'm not above Trey Chapman, Stoddy. I'm just saying.
Well, they made a bold move with Devers. I think we can acknowledge that. But the one thing I do think I want to throw out there is, are we working toward the point where, I'll ask Goo this and Evan, are we working toward the point where Devers is taking himself out of a future DH role?
Only the organization would know that, but I got to believe that there is something to that, and that's why they're having the tryouts in season about, having Ralphie at first base.
But, yeah, what I'm saying is, if let's say you were right. Let's say you were right that Devers is two different players. One when he's two different hitters. One when he's playing first, and one when he's DH. Well, then where does Eldridge go if Devers not only wants to play the field, but there's evidence that he's a better hitter when he plays the field? Then what do you do?
He would be my DH.
Who?
Eldridge. And
Evan? Evan has a line about this. I'm setting you up a little.
Okay.
Please say it exactly like you said it before the show.
Well, you also mentioned putting Devers in the field like he didn't DH in Boston and have a 900 OPS
this
year.
Right. That's right.
You want to start Eldridge at DH?
No, that would not be my preference. I was just saying I would lean more towards...
The designated hitter is where careers go to die.
And you can... No, I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing that.
Like, Schwarber's a DH because he's an abomination in the outfield.
I got you.
But Bryce Eldridge, you would hope, at age 22, is not going to be a defensive abomination.
What do we know about him in the glove?
It's a work in progress. That's according to Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area. And also, I'll add a little to it. Buster Posey said he's very committed to his defense. He wants to be an all-around player.
I got you.
And from And I read some of the Posey comments about him. It feels to me like he won't be coming up this year.
Well, what about this? And I love Chappie. Well, I'm just telling you, if he were not on this team, I would not tell you and Evan, oh, my God, they have no chance to compete. All you're going to miss is glove. But at the end of the day, Steiny, I'm just saying what he would bring back or what I think you could get back from that could suffice and have this team, you know, do some things. So I'm not like pulling my hair out. Oh, my God, if Chapman were to get traded, it's, you know, this team is done. Like that guy might, that caller might be on to something. And it would be bold.
I mean,
but then you have to replace
him. How do you, that's what I was going to say. Like, who's going to play third base next year where you're going to upgrade that position?
It's also not just like, okay, let's say Devers goes to third.
Yeah. Well, I was saying
he led all AL third basemen in errors every single year. Yeah. He played third base for the Red Sox.
Is your shortstop's doing that now?
What's your point, Evan?
He stinks.
No.
Well, and that's important because this team has to be a good defensive team.
Devers
at third, that must mean Eldridge is at first, but we're already acknowledging that he's a work in progress as a young player.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you got Ramos in left, Devers at third, Adamas so-so at short.
Well, let's put a right on the table.
Good fielding team.
Let's put another right on the table brought to you by Etco. Evan, I'm going to start with you too. Are you shocked that Devers is getting any run at first? And why do you believe that is? And you don't have to be shocked. Why do you think they're like sometimes, and he's not been horrible at all, but I'm like, this couldn't wait. I'm just asking you why you think they're doing it now.
Because they're not sure if Eldridge is going to be able to play first in the near future. And you need a first baseman for the next couple of years, potentially.
Wow. So then he wouldn't be on his way here if Evan's right. To the caller.
No, he might be. Yeah. He just might not be a good defensive player.
I mean, you better get a sense of what Devers wants. Or what? You think I'm kidding?
That's why I brought it up just a little bit.
I mean, what if Devers is like, no, I want to play the field? All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.